Okay, everyone, thank you so much for joining me today. This is Ana La Chingona. And so, this is just a wonderful and great experience because I've never done this before. I am just trying to get my idea out. And as far as I know, a lot of people really, really like it. And so, I first want to give out some shout-outs to KUHS and the whole crew at KUHS because they're just a wonderful, talented people that I know of. And so I really want to just give them a big shout out, a big warm hug, and say thank you. Thank you so much for believing in me and in who I am and what I'm trying to convey. Right now, I am in the middle of a lot of projects coming up. Recently, if you guys all know a little bit more about me, I was in Florida, in Miami, so I had a lot of great motivation, and so within that great motivation, I went ahead and started my own radio show, and so I stepped up my game, and I never knew I could go this far from doing it, and so it was a lot of great of support, a lot of great people that were there to help me out, and so I really want to give them a big shout out and say thank you. Thank you so much. And without you, my idea wouldn't be as far as where I'm here today. All right. So let's get down to business. So basically, people want to know a little bit more about me and where I come from and why I do what I do and how do I do it and who's all in it and exactly just every single question in the book that I can definitely answer. Well, remember, I still have my soychingona.com website. So if you want to know a little bit more about me, I grew up Chicana. I grew up here, well, I was originally born in Texas, El Paso, over 3 or 8 years. We lived in Texas for some time, and then we moved immediately to Colorado. My mom felt that it was a little bit more of an economic, a better upper hand on the economics here in Colorado, which were, definitely give that up. And also, I love my mom. I love her because she's such a daredevil like me. She's so chingona. And she went ahead and packed up her stuff and came to Colorado. And here we are in Colorado. I've been here my whole life. I've lived in areas like Tocono, Firestone, Brighton, also Longmont, a lot of the Longmont area, and Boulder. Everywhere here is about a 30-minute to 15 range travel. And then I also, what else can I say? I also was very interested in photography, in art classes. I was really into punk. I really, really enjoyed all the punk music, and so back then moms, Mexican moms were not into the whole trending era where a lot of people were getting their nose pierced, their ears pierced, everything gauged, and so my mom was very, very, very strict on how she raised us, and so the whole chingona comes out a little bit later because it was just my fascination with technology, my videography, photography, and my passion within the arts that helped me bring it all together to do what I want to do today. And so I'm here today to let you know that there are women out there that need that push, that need that support. And so we're here to help them in any way that we can definitely help them and getting their brand out and getting their entrepreneur and getting that level of stableness and self-sufficiency. A lot of the friends that I know is they're really admired about how my molcajete grind, that I hustle and I hustle and I hustle and I hustle. I don't go to sleep until 2 a.m. I work all around the clock. I bet you, like, right now, I have two projects going on right now that involved a lot of other women, women of color, women who empower other women, women who are chingonas, who are getting out there and trying to make their dream alive, make it dream come true. And so, that being said, I want to go ahead and bring you to my website where it says Soy Chingona. And if you go there, let me go ahead and type that in, soychingona.com. And so basically, my website has been going on for various 2-3 years. And again, being Latina and being in a very strict household where I'm at, is I have extreme and very high expectations of myself. Like, of myself and you know, of myself and my success. So much higher success than I've had that I've been going through models. So, first it was... Of course, it was Ana Delgado, and of course, I went through various changes, and then now that we've upped my, you know, upped my technology game, and also with KUHS help and their motivation and inspiration, I wouldn't be where I would be at now. And that's the great thing about this community that we are trying to establish, is a great round of Latinos, people of color, people who are dedicated to empower other people to continue their dreams and to do it. That's where we're at right now. And so if you go to my website and you go to About Me and you talk about what is a chingona, like a chingona is like a badass. Like a girl who's down for a hustle, she strives, collaborative to empower, outside the box thinking, so that women may and devour to approach their passions and dreams. So a lot of people like myself, they like to put me in this box. I mean, I don't get about this box, but I definitely do not fit in the box. I am, like, the circle of the box, or maybe I'm just not even, like, a circle. I'm just like, a star, drawing these little shapes, because I never am inside the box. So I'm not, like, the girl who, you know, I'm not Catholic. We grew up very Christian, very Protestant. It was very, very Protestant. I could tell you once this girl told me I'd go to hell if I wore pants. And that's where I said, hey, cut that. I'm not going to no church anymore after that. And so basically Catholicism is very big, but I do like to have that faith in me. And also I do church at home, so I pray in my own area. I pray a lot. I actually am very, very close to God, so I'm a very chingona when it comes to reciting the Bible. But again, I'm a reader, so I read. And the only way that I learned how to read in Spanish was through a Bible. That was the only way I knew how to read in Spanish, is through a Bible and Sunday school. So there was a good uplift on that. And then, most of all, I have no children. So I do have a dog. I have a really small dog. I really love her to death. She's like my baby. She's the only thing I have that I've nurtured and that I've grown. And so I've seen her grown. And so I really, really, really I love Lola. Like, her name is Lola. And I admire dogs, animals, you know. What else? Why am I not inside the box? I'm just not inside the box because I read a lot. I read a shit ton. When am I not reading? The only thing I do have an obsession is with buying books. And then that's when Alex says, okay, you have enough books, you need to sell some. Like, we just do not have the capacity in this house. And as if you heard, you know, Colorado, the rent's going up because a lot of people love us because we had MJ be one of our laws. And you can definitely walk around, smoke weed. But it comes to time. You think about if people are remembering what to do, if they're driving safe and driving in the snow. Yeah, those are the questions. So chingona is also a woman on her game. Basically, she has skills that no one else has strived for, only by first-hand experience. And so for me, first-hand experience was me, you know, getting inside of a car, driving it, and then my tire blew out, so then I have to figure out how to change that tire. So here I am, chingona as I am. I can definitely fix a tire, I can definitely fix a battery, I can install a battery, I can do a lot of stuff to a car. I also learned professionally how to drive and drift. So if you don't know about drifting, drifting's pretty cool in Tokyo. That's why we have the Tokyo Fast and the Furious movie. Had to do a lot with that. We have a little bit more of the Subarus, because I worked more on Subarus and I really enjoyed Subarus. They had a 4x4 traction and a very compatible car. They also had some really great traction. It also has a lot of influence by NASA, and we have a NASA area department here in Boulder because I drove by it. And so we're very technical and scientifical into our arts and into, you know, automobiles. Automobiles, they've evolved, and so they're definitely trying to get those electricity and evolvement. So we're really geeky here in Colorado. Like, we are geeks. Like, we are probably the state that will use logic and studies and research before anything. And that's what I love about Colorado, is we're a big state bunch of fucking nerds. Like, we are the fucking nerd era. And so that's probably why I'm a chingona too, because I don't fit in the box. I'm always not the popular girl. I'm always with the nerds that know the technical shit, that know how to fix shit, that knows how to get to shit, okay? Like, they know exactly how to fix things. And so if I learn from them, they definitely help me out everywhere else. And it's been very successful. Like, radio show, learning how to broadcast live, also broadcast, also audio. This is a whole era that hasn't been talked about before, because we've been too scared to talk about it because somebody else might take my job, or somebody might look for Anna for help. And shit, hell yeah, I can definitely help you. And like, this is how it all works in society, is word of mouth. And it's not more, you know, sometimes it's Google, which I've learned a lot by Google too. And Colorado, we don't fit the box. Ana, la chingona, we don't fix the box, because we are the box. We are the ones fixing the box. We are the ones installing the lights, or the little LED lights to make everything else look pretty outside the box. So I'm definitely a hands-on girl, mechanical-wise and technology-wise. Chingonas also make things possible. If there's a plan A, there's a plan B to Z. I'm obsessed with planning, okay? I have intricate planners that I love to plan. I do everything I possibly can to make them unique, to use color. I'm obsessed with color, so I love color. And so if I can make my planner look like a coloring book, oh hell yeah, make that another great assessment and very great successful way to plan out. Also, one great way that I, as a chingona, and I will write about this on my blog, anything I say, I will blog and I will do on my podcast. I create my dream board. So last year I tried this. I got pictures and I put all these pictures of a dream. And so a lot of things that were on that dream happened. And so I'm going to keep doing that dream board, because that's how shit got real. Like, shit was successful because I had it on a board and I did look at it every morning and I did have my affirmations. And so I can let you know, by experience, it does work. It's not just a bunch of hoot, you know, it's real. Like, it starts making things real. And so going to go ahead and give that a chingona little tip. And then for me being a chingona, a lot of people just don't know, like, the behind the scenes. They just know, like, the social media chingona that you get, you know, you get to see every day or read every day or listen to every day. You know, I do a little bit more molcajete grinding in the background. I don't know if you guys see this or not, but for me, at this moment, I'm trying to develop chingona as a brand to become like Nike. I mean, Nike has it's shown that it could go to the African-American. It's just all worldwide. You can definitely see that. But what about a generic brand for Latinas that can definitely help everyone else? Like a Selena. Like, Selena has MAC. Like, how come there's no more other venturous companies like that willing to put forward their best foot forward and say, we're going to invest on women of color? We're going to put them on panels. We're going to give them the press. We're going to invest in them enough that they start talking about us and then everybody else is talking about us. So it's not like they're just the only worldwide brand of them. So how this came about is I really wanted a chingona to come out and say, you know what, I can do this with or without the word and support of anyone else. And that's the hardest thing for me, is I didn't have a lot of people supporting me in my videography and photography. And so I had to create those opportunities. And so one of them being is I had to collaborate with other people. Well, knowing how I am an introvert, and if you know or not know if you're an introvert, you're probably just like me, that's just a little bit scared to go out. I have social anxiety a lot, so I try to balance it out a lot with exercising and nature and book clubs. I do a lot of small groups, but when there's a big wide audience, oh no no. But that's the fear I had to conquer over in Florida, where I had to be in front of a lot of great people and I had to meet all these people, remember names, quick stat. And then at the end, it was a successful ride and experience. And so now I'm moving on to my next step of making Chingona happen. And also making Chingona myself happen to become a journalist and becoming widely known to ask the questions, to be there. And also just inspire other women who were just like me, thinking they didn't have the support or... You know, it always happens when somebody else is telling them they can't do it, and then they go off and do it, and then the person who said they couldn't do it are in deer headlights, and then finally they admit, okay, I'm sorry, but don't do it again. And you're like, no, 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 I will do it again. And then you do it again, and then 5-8 other people tell you you can do it, and then you prove them wrong, and then you're just like, forget those people. I'm a chingona. I don't even need them anymore. So it happens like that, like... Nowadays, I'm getting a lot of heat, and, you know, thanks to moi, I give it, you know, I was the first Latina in this day and century, like right now, trying to make broadcasts live and empower other Latinas. I mean, nobody else has done this, and so I really want to take credit for it, and I will, because everybody else is staring at my pages. I know, you guys can't handle the heat, that's okay, I understand, but still... Let me shine in my own platform, because everybody else has had their platform. So Ms. Diva Ana Delgado Iglesias Chingona is going to definitely get her platform. And so here I am. And today we're going to be talking about 10 Chingonas that are on my list that we will also mention throughout the whole entire podcast. And then some of them are writers, editors, a lot of artists. We will definitely post their information, how to get in contact with them. I really want to take the time to celebrate the Chicanas, because this is the last month of the year, and why don't we just make it worth the while? If we're going to be celebrating Christmas with a dumbass as a president, and then, on top of that, we still have until January 6th to actually make it in blood and in sealed and notarized that he is going to be our president. It was just a long trail, and everybody was involved. Everybody wanted to be there. And so now, nothing's happening. We're just still in the hole. What's going to happen? So, I'm definitely one of the people trying to be a little bit more positive outlook. And just trying to live with it, but at the same time, any discrimination underneath my nose or any said to be heard or any looks, attitudes, I will correct that right now at the stop. I am definitely not up for other people making other people feel pity or feeling them, you know, lower than somebody else or any discrimination. I am down to fight. If you did not see me in Florida, I was always in constant guard. But now, I definitely understand. I'm a constant punch right now. Definitely make that count. Definitely make that clear. We are going to respect everybody, everybody's beliefs, everybody's religion. Everybody is due to their respect. But yet again, if you're discriminating everybody else, like Donald Trump, shit's gonna stop right now, okay? They didn't call me the Freedom Riders for nothing, shit. So, 10 chingonas of all time. Let me give you those.